It's 88.5 KCSN Sky Daniels with, I believe you are first three-time live session performer, Laura. So hey. It's Laura Marling. Welcome.
Thank you.
Time flies. Last week we did our 100th session. So for you to have done three, that's a pretty strong standing.
Yeah.
And what I love is the fact that you know how to find your way to our back door on your own.
Yes, it's like a second home.
And now, in a sense, Los Angeles has become a second home because you did move here recently.
I did, yeah. This is my first home now. Primary home, should we say.
Primary home, yes. Yeah. General reasons for wanting to leave England. You were so much part of and you know, so highly regarded in the UK, you know, folk scene. Mm. What prompted the desire to move?
I think, you know, a natural desire. I mean, anybody listening to this radio station will know how nice it is to live in California, obviously. And I think it was time I shook off some of my Englishness and assimilated some different, only slightly different culture into my existence. And there's space out here. You know, it's such an incredibly, incomparably big country.
Yeah, yeah.
And England is tiny. So you feel different. You feel like a tiny fish in a massive pond, whereas in England you can feel like a medium-sized fish in a small pond.
Well, and to take that one step further, in your touring of America, you've been pretty much self-sufficient. You go out and not only do you tour America, you explore America.
Yes. Yeah.
And you have found that the distance between most, you know, American metropolitan areas is pretty far, right?
Yeah, it's pretty much, driving England every day, yeah.
and you've seen, when you get to the heartland of America, you see a whole lot of open space.
Yes.
And you see it here in California. The drive between here and Northern California offers a lot of it.
Yes, if you go the right route.
The right route, which I have my own route. The five, not so much. Well, I'm going to assume part of what's going on in the life of Laura Marling then is as always, a maturing perspective on life itself. And that seems to be part of the decision of let's go find out more about the world and music. I'm going to guess that because of this being a music center, it probably had something to do with your wanting to live here.
Yeah, absolutely. There's a good community of, well, there's a good feel here for you know, sort of shameless expression, artistic expression, which, you know, you only get in America, I think.
And it is something that, I guess kindred spirits help support that move. You know, once you come here, you find those kindred spirits, and then it's a primary home in a proper sense.
Yes, exactly. And I think you could find, you know, those kindred spirits are all over the world, and they congregate in various places, but LA is one of them.
And you seem to have found one in Ethan Johns, because the rapport in the recording of Once I Was an Eagle, there's clearly a meeting of the minds there. Mm. You know, and my understanding is that it was pretty much you and he that recorded this record, yeah?
Yes, and Dom, his very talented engineer.
And Is this even possible? Is this even remotely possible to be true, as I've read that you laid down vocal tracks for this album mostly in a day?
In one sitting, yeah.
Laura, there's 16 songs on the record, right?
Yeah.
This is not a rhetorical, how did you do that? It's a real, how did you do that?
Well, I mean, that's Ethan. That's Ethan's influence. but it wasn't, it's not very difficult because I wasn't playing with the band, so I didn't have to stay in time or in tune particularly. And that's what I do most days anyway, right. Sit down and play an hour of music to myself. So, you know, bar a couple of stops for tuning and it felt right because the record to me, you know, it was written in the order that the songs appear on the record. And so it was like taking myself back through the journey, which is an awful word to use, but that kind of feel.
So your grandmother sounds to me a woman I would be proud to be, and you say she reminds you of me. Every little boy is so naive. I will not be a victim of romance. I will not be a victim of circumstance. Chance or circumstance or romance or any man who could get his dirty little hands on me. No, no, so your grandfather sounds like me. Head up, shoulders back, and proud to be. Every little girl is so naive, falling in love with the first man that she sees. But I will not be a victim of romance. I will not be a victim of circumstance. Chance or circumstance or romance or any man who could get his dirty little hands on me. Oh, no, when we were in love, if we were, when we were in love, I was an eager. Today I will feel something other than regret. Pass me a glass and a half-smoked cigarette. I've damn near got no dignity left. I've damn near got no dignity left. Oh, I will not be a victim of romance. I will not be a victim of circumstance. Chance or circumstance or romance or any man who could get his dirty little hands on me. No, no, no. Thank you.
those people who don't lose control, who will never take a foot out of life. You might not think, well, I care, but you don't know that I know. Damn all those hippies who stomp empty-footed upon all what's good, or what's pure of the world. You might not care what I think, but you don't know what I know. Bless all those mothers who do all they can just to take their thoughts out of the land. I might not know what it's like, but I'm glad that you know. Give me a minute there, just a minute now, it'll come back to me. I was so sure, but you freewheeling troubadour, you took my mind off the scene. And you know, and I know, I know, I know that you know. You asked me blind once if I was a child once, and I said I'm really not sure. How can you know, how can you know all it is you don't know? We were a pair once of so much to spare of. We were a child then, I'm sure. If we were a child then, we are children no more. Give me a minute there, just a minute now, it'll come back to me. I was so sure, but you freewheeling troubadour, you took my mind off the scene. And I know, I know, I know, I know that you know. You know, you know, you know, and I know that you know.
How do you write? Do you write every day and play every day, or do you make conscientious efforts to begin to write a song or a set of songs?
I think, no, I don't have any particular conscious process. I play every day because that's my sort of pleasure. That's what gives me joy in life. And then, you know, I hear people describe it in the same way. You just kind of, there's a moment and you that you're not even half aware of where you feel inspired for some reason or another. And that's when I write, or that's when I feel I can write. And I can't force that moment, and I don't really think about it until I'm in the midst of it.
Do you... Heretofore, and you have stated in recent interviews that heretofore, I don't want to say oblique, that's going way too far, but you didn't necessarily write, you know, first person confessionals. You mm-hmm. know, that wasn't something you did, but you did want to approach this album. You were comfortable enough to start to, in your own terms in one interview I read, to be as honest as you could be in song. Talk to me about that and what that really means.
Yeah, well, it's not that I sat down and thought I'm going to really wear my heart on my sleeve as much as I can. It's that the word honesty means, you know, uninhibited. And maybe in the last couple of records, because, you know, it correlates with the kind of person that I am or what I was at the time. You know, the last record I made, I was 21. I know that sounds silly, but I'm 23 now. But you know, that's
we always have. This is the third time where we've had the 2-year gaps.
Yeah,
and keep going, keep talking. It's just so fabulous.
Well, you know, I think that time in life is between the ages of 19 to 23. A lot, it moves quickly, and even still, not that I thought it at the time. You know, I am still figuring stuff out, and I was figuring stuff out then, but I wasn't maybe so aware. And now I'm aware, you know, this at this age, at this sort of time that I'm in, now that I'm aware that I'm still figuring stuff out and I will be figuring stuff out for a very, very long time, that's so liberating. It opens a lot of...
Every day.
Yes.
Every day.
It opens a lot of things that you close when you say, I'm not figuring stuff out, I figured it out. So I think that revelation was sort of around the time when I, or maybe midway writing this record, maybe you can hear the revelation as the tone sort of picks up halfway through the record.
In the land I now know to be mine, with a heart so dark it's near blind, when I think about the life I left behind, I still raise no praise to the sky. With my eyes on the price of your bed, when all that's needed saying has been said, when I think about the life that I have led, I still raise no praise to the sky. Once is enough to break you. Once is enough to make you think twice about laying your little love out on the line. With all I now know to be true, and all I figured out about you, all the crazy things a man can do, I lay down to the sound of the truth. Once is enough to break you. Once is enough to make you think twice about laying your love out on the line. Oh, I was a child once. Happy young, when all I didn't know needed doing had been done.
You seem to be, in conversations we've had, I know you're learned, and I know that you're very aware of the great folk music traditions. Mm. So you don't, I guess what the question I'm asking is, there's a certain amount of dichotomy of you come to the table with, you know, a love of poetry, a love of, you read voraciously, you have a real appetite and respect for tradition in folk music. So you come to the table cognizant of what's come before you and others and of proper disciplines, but you always seem to, as you were just discussing, write from some muse within you where all of that stuff, at least not consciously, doesn't enter into it. Mm. You know, so apparently there is something, an emotional trigger, something that allows you to reach the depths that you do in song. And as I said, just watching you perform here today, you go to another place.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think like the the pursuit of knowledge is my, you know, it's like I find it very satisfying. I like reading and I like learning things and experiencing things. And I feel like that, you know, strengthens my toolbox.
So that's so conscious.
That's conscious. And that's also, you know, a pleasurable pastime. But, and I do, I don't like to be wishy-washy, though I am very quickly turning into a hippie living out here. but I feel like with those tools, you know, my, you know, practicing guitar every day and, trying to in some way improve myself as a human being, you know, they're the important sort of core strength. And then wherever the muse is, whatever you sort of visualize that is, you know, that it can then use those tools on the way out.
Right.
That's how I sort of feel about it. And the emotional, you know, the point of music, or what I feel the point of art is to allow people to be understood or to understand something. And I think everyone has that depth in them or that thing in them that resonates, that's, you know, incommunicable in words, really. It comes out in various, you know, it starts to resonate in various ways when you see something, anything that makes you feel understood.
That's enough now, leave a girl alone. Don't you know when it's time to be gone? No. I don't understand you like I understood before. Love, you're a temptress, you're a whore. You push me into danger when I never walk alone. Told me I would feel things that I had not yet known. You took me from logic and it's my safest domain. Love, you are hell by. Love, you are hell by. Love, you are hailed by another name. My road is narrow and I always walk alone, comfortably parallel to those that I have known and grown to bear as they've grown to bear me. My road is narrow and that is how it was supposed to be. Come walk my narrow, come walk my narrow, come walk my narrow road with me. That's enough now, don't come here anymore. Don't come knocking or asking at my door. I don't understand you like I understood before. Love, you are hell by. Love, you are hell by. Love, you are hell by another name.
The album is out in a week, right?
Uh-huh.
Once I Was an Eagle. And tomorrow night, you're playing at the Hollywood Forever Cemetery.
Yeah.
And tonight, you're going to be doing an in-store at Amoeba Records, right?
Yes, yeah.
6 p.m.?
6 o'clock, yeah.
Oh, man. See, for our listening audience, that's another wonderful experience, because every time you come here, I don't know, you know, I guess maybe I'm studying the rise and the artistic output of Laura Marling for all good reasons. I mean, you are wonderfully, wonderfully sensitive and aware artist, and yes, your youth, it does amaze me. It amazes me the depth that you have already attained in your performance and in your song. And I'm just like giddy watching you continue to grow as an artist. It's something that excites me, because I've seen it. I'm old enough to have seen artists grow and become, and it's happening again with Laura Marling. So for those of you who want to see what I'm talking about with your own eyes and ears, tonight in store at Amoeba, and then again tomorrow night at the Hollywood Forever Cemetery. And then You're apparently going to just jump in a car and go off and see America again for a while.
Kind of, yeah.
Are you when you go on those tour dates, do you get a chance to get any of the local color?
Yeah, big time. It's the main reason I tour the way I do, actually, is because, I don't know, I just came down from the West. I just came down from Portland this week and did some stops along the way, and I tried not to stay in any towns that I'd stayed in before. It was so, you know, I discovered some real, yeah. I mean, I discovered some weird stuff, but I also discovered some amazing little places. And there's, you know, that's so romantic about this country. It's wonderful. So, yeah, long may that continue.
Well, we're glad to have you here as a primary resident in Los Angeles. And as I've said to you always, consider this your home as well, and we certainly do appreciate you coming out today, and you know we're going to be cheering you on as the new album comes forth. So thanks once again for coming to 88.5 KCSN.
Thank you.